With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pakistan, which brokered the first round of peace talks between the U.S. and Iran, says another round may be on the way, and it could be coming as soon as this weekend. It all depends what the U.S. and Iran do in the meantime, especially over the highly contentious issue of the Strait of Hormuz.
Pakistani officials say Islamabad has proposed a second round of talks to the U.S. and Iran, while Vice President J.D. Vance earlier had said negotiations with Iran did make some progress. And President Donald Trump had said on Monday, "We've been called by the other side. They want to make a deal." The Pakistani officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss the matter with the press. I'm Charles Tillesesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Treasury Department says 53 million Americans use new Trump tax exemptions before the deadline April 15th.
It's tax day, the deadline for most Americans to file taxes. And the Trump administration says millions of people have already used new tax breaks, such as no tax on tips and overtime, exemptions for interest on certain car loans, deductions for some seniors, and Trump accounts for children's savings. More than 53 million filers claimed a deduction under one of those provisions from the Republicans' massive tax and spending law, with 6 million people claiming no tax on tips, 21 million claiming the overtime deduction, and 30 million older Americans claiming the enhanced deduction. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Vice President Vance admits many young Americans don't support the war.
Addressing a Turning Point USA event in Georgia, the vice president said he understands why a lot of young voters don't love the Trump administration's Middle East policy. But he urged conservative activists who disagree with the president on the war to avoid becoming disengaged. He also said Donald Trump wants the U.S. to reach a grand bargain with Iran. The development of Iran's nuclear program remains a key sticking point. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The tech lords consulting the clergy.
Anthropic, which makes the powerful artificial intelligence Claude, recently held a meeting with 15 Catholic and Protestant leaders. The company says it wants their help in training their chatbot and providing it with a kind of moral decision-making power. The Washington Post reports that Anthropic even asked the clergy if Claude could be considered, quote, a child of God, despite the fact that it, fundamentally, is a kind of machine. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Missouri counts down to an important vote in November, pro-lifers are taking heart, from a new poll they have to turn to. The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion with some first trimester exceptions. Another 40% oppose it, and 12% have not decided so far. Missouri has been flip-flopping on abortion over the past few years. This is SRN News. With the rising cost of meat, well, there's no better time for a meat raffle.
At the American Legion Post 150 in Waconia, Minnesota, they're holding their Friday night raffle.
Lucky number 5.
The prize is meat, ground beef, hot dogs, steaks. The money goes to charity. Joe Gifford is post commander.
Everybody has a good social time. We serve up some food, and in the meantime, you get a chance to win some meat and take it home.
Meat raffles have been popular for decades in parts of the U.S., so popular that in the Minnesota legislature, there's a bill to raise the cap that charities are allowed to offer in prizes from $70 to $200 so that the charities can offer bigger and better cuts of meat. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average taking a turn for the worse today after being the biggest gainer yesterday. Right now it's down 204 points. The NASDAQ is up about 194. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.